Lili Nishmas Abba Mari, Zichrono Livracha. We're in the Hilchos Birchos HaTorah. We're up to Seif He. The Shulchan Aruch says that the bracha is, the language is, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosu B'tzivanu Al Divrei Sorah, on the Divrei Sorah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the custom by us, by the Ashkenazim, is Lasok B'divrei Sorah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that a ger is allowed to say the brach of Asher Bachar Banu. He is considered part of Klal Yisrael. And then the next brach is Vaharevna. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Vav, you say Vaharevna with a Vav. And the Ramah says the minig is to say it without a Vav. But then the Ramah says it's better to say it with a Vav. What's the idea? There's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Is Harevna a separate bracha, and there are three birchos haTorah, lasok b'divrei Sorah, harevna and asher bachar banu, or no, harevna is a continuation of lasok b'divrei Sorah. It's one long bracha, and there are only two brachos. Lasok v'harev is one, and asher bachar banu is a second one. So that's the issue. If you put the vav in, it shows that it's one hemshech, one continuation, and it's one long bracha. And the Ramah says that it's better to say it with a Vav. Why? Because if it's a continuation, it's better to say it with the Vav. Even if it's a separate bracha, it's possible that a bracha starts with a Vav. So Yotze, with opinions, and the Mishnah Berurah says, the minig is we say it with the Vav, v'harevna. Now, the Halacha L'maisa issue, aside from the Vav, is answering Amen. So if v'harevna is a continuation of Lasok v'divrei Sorah, then you would not answer Amen after Lasok B'divrei Sorah. If a Harevna is a new bracha, then you would answer Amen after Lasok B'divrei Sorah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Rov Achronim is to answer Amen, and the best thing is to avoid. So you should say the bracha quietly. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. On Shavuos, when the Chazan is motzi everyone in the bracha of Birchos HaTorah, so there the Mishnah Berurah, he has to say it out loud. There the Mishnah Berurah says that Rov Achronim say not to answer Amen after Lasok B'divrei Sorah. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch says that the Baruch of Abba Solom can count for Birchas HaTorah if you learn right away afterwards. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the language of Ava Rabba in Shachris has language similar to Birchas HaTorah. The same Bilibeno, Limod, Ulamid, Lishmor, Velasos, etc. And the Mishnah Berurah says that just like Abba Rabba works in the morning, so too, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pashut, Tehu Adin, Abba Solom Admarav also works as well. So this bracha can work as a Birchos HaTorah. Now, when would you do this? Normally you say Birchos HaTorah in the morning, as part of davening. So we'll see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, that one type of suffix where you would use this. And the other example is, and this is very lemaisa, that the Mishnah Berurah says, if you take a nap during the day, so we're going to learn tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, you have a suffix whether you're chayiv birchos HaTorah when you wake up. And our custom is, we don't say a bracha when you wake up to learn some more. But the Mishnah Berurah says, you should l'chadchila have in mind when you say Ava Rabba at night that Ava Rabba counts for Birchos HaTorah, and then learn a little bit after davening. And that way, at least the rest of your learning for the night, you have Avos Olam as your backup Birchos HaTorah in case you were chayev. The Shulchan Aruch says to learn miyad, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that means after davening's over. In the Berlacha he says, kol inyanei tefila. In other words, you finish all of davening, you go and get a sefer and you shouldn't talk. But as long as you learn right after davening, even though you finish all of davening first, that counts, that can be Birchos HaTorah. How come you have to learn? Because Ava Rabba wasn't made as a Birchos HaTorah, it's a Birchos Kriyashma. In order to convert it to also be Birchos HaTorah, you have to learn also afterwards to show that this is also a Birchos HaTorah. Why is this so lemaisa? Because this happens nearly every Motzei Shabbos. Many, 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 many people take a nap on Shabbos. If you take a nap on Shabbos, then this Mishnah Berurah applies to you. because you napped on Shabbos and you woke up. It's now a suffik birchos haTorah, and we don't say a bracha. But lichadchila at night, when you say Maariv, Avas Olam, at night at Maariv, you should have in mind birchos haTorah and learn a little after davening. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. Mikomakom tov yoser sheyichav in birchos Avas Olam, lifter latzei sidei rov aposkim achmirim bezeh, etc. So that's very lamaisa. It happens every Motzei Shabbos. Many people take a nap on Shabbos, and based on this Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, you should have in mind to be Yotzei Brichos Torah with Avas Olam, and learn a little right after davening at Maariv of Motzei Shabbos. Very, very lamaisa. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Ches, there's a suffix, maybe Shema can count as the learning. Right after the Avas Olam, Ava Rabba, you say Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's a suffik. Why is it a suffik? Because when you say Shema in davening, you're not saying Shema to learn. You're saying Shema as part of davening. And therefore, it's not clear whether Shema counts as the learning. And therefore, Taka should learn a little regular learning right after davening. Right after davening is over. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if you said Kriya Shema after the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, and the Gemara says that if you say Shema after the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, you're not getting a mitzvah now of Shema, that's called Kikori Batorah. You're just learning. So the Mishnah Berurah says it could be everyone would agree then Shema would count, because there you're saying Shema as learning. You're not saying Shema really as part of the regular, to be Yotzei Tefillah. I'm sorry. There you're not saying Shema for the mitzvah of Shema. You're just saying Shema as Kori B'Torah. You're learning Torah now. And then it would count as the Torah after Ava Rabba. Oh, Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a discussion that maybe after Birchos HaTorah, It counts even if you don't learn right away after the bracha. By most mitzvahs, you can't have any hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. But maybe by Limud Torah, it's okay to have a hefsek, but the nachon is it's proper not to have a hefsek. Why? What would the issue be? So by learning Torah, there's a mitzvah to learn all the time. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Liolam leke hesachadas. There's never hesachadas. You're always connected with your learning, even if you're not learning for some reason right after Birchos HaTorah. You have other things you have to do, but you're always linked to your learning, and therefore, maybe it would not be considered a hefsek. The Shulchan Aruch concludes that the minhag is we avoid the problem, and we learn right away after Birchos HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch says we say Birchos Kohanim right after Birchos HaTorah. It's psukim and it's a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah adds on, the minhag is we also say Eilu Devarim, which is a Mishnah, and Eilu Devarim, which is a Gemara. So we have a Pasuk, a Mishnah, and a Gemara. That's our minhag. And we do this minhag to avoid this question of, is it okay to have a hefsek between the bracha and the learning? Now I want to go back now to the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Tes and Yud. Very, very important. First of all, in the language of the bracha, so we say v'tzetzeinu, that our descendants, our children, should also learn and enjoy learning. Some have a custom to say v'tzetzeinu, meaning our grandchildren as well. Why? Because there's a promise that there's a guarantee that if a person is a Talmud Chacham and he learns, and his son learns, and his grandson learns, three generations, then eina Torah pasekes mizaro, the Torah will never leave that family. The pasuk says, "Lo yamush mipicha mizaracha zera zaracha ad olam." Once you have zaracha and zera zaracha, then you're good to go. So therefore, some people say v'tzetzeinu. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, "You don't have to do this." Why? Because tzetzeinu doesn't mean children; it means descendants. So therefore, the children and grandchildren are already included in the word tzetzeinu. Good. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Yud, and we should read the language, Tamid tiyeh tefilas ha'av v'ha'em, shigura b'fihem, lispala al b'nehem, shulom v'etor v'tzadikim v'ali midos tovos. A father and a mother should both always be davening, all the time, that their children should learn Torah, be tzaddikim, and have good midos. And then the Mishnah gives you three times where you should have a special kavana for this. Number one, when you say Ava Rabba, when you say Ava Rabba before Shema, have this in mind. Number two, when you say Birchos HaTorah, when you say Vitzetzo Enu. And number three, when you say Uvol Tzion. At the end of Uvol Tzion, we say Leman Loniga Lorik V'Neled LeBehola. In order that we shouldn't work for nothing. If you raise your children and then Lo Aleinu, they go off and they don't learn and they become not religious, so then it's to a certain degree it's a waste. Larik, hopefully they'll come back one day. You say, Hashem, I don't want it to be for a reek. I don't want it to be for a waste. I don't want it to be for nothing. Hashem, they should learn Torah. So there are three times. So the Mishnah says you should always do this. You should daven for this during Shemoneh Esrei and Olkai Netzor. Anytime, you can always add this in. But the three special times are Ava Rabba, Birchas HaTorah, when you say Vitzetz Einu, and at the end of Avo Letzion, Laman Lini Galarik. Very important. Parents should daven that their children should learn Torah, be tzaddikim, and have midos tovos. Okay, we'll stop here.